Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I thank Him for all that He's doing. It's a blessing to live a life of trust. When you trust the Lord, it's so much better when you rely on Him. Reliance is a blessing from God. It takes all the stress and pressure out of your life. And I found this to be true. And I learned it over time. Not all at once. Seatbelt. Not all at once. And my relationship grew from glory to glory. When I told about how I made a vow in 1988, when the Lord had given me wisdom about my business, I said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it, whether I like it or even if I don't. Whether I love it or hate, I'm going to do what you said do. And sometimes I had to break through to obey God. Now, that's what I want to focus on today. You know what God said. It's new to you. It's opposite of your habit system. It's not what you're being asked to do something you normally would not do. If you had a choice, you would not do it. And you have strong reasons for not doing it. But then here it is, the Lord says to tell this man this word, and he's a stranger. You don't even know him. And you don't want to do it of yourself. But the Lord, you promised God you'd obey Him, so now you're obligated. That's the condition I was in. I had to break through everything in me that didn't want to do what God was doing. I was like a dog about to get a bath. You know, when it's time to give your dog a bath, you know, that old tail goes between his legs. He looks sad. He knows what's going to happen. He don't want it to happen. And once he get wet, well, hey, he just have to take your bath. But once you get him out and get him dry, he feels happy again because he's clean. And he don't smell like he did before the bath. And the bath is better. But dogs don't normally like to get wet. So I was the same way when the Lord gave me something to do. And when God tells you to do something, it puts you on the spot. Jesus said, let your light shine. What good is to have light and hide it under a bushel? He said, let your light shine. Live the life of God. Stop compromising. But when you're in the middle of an angry world, and some of them are your friends and family, and you know what they're going to think, or you have an assumption of what they're going to think. But when you do what's right till it costs you something, you're making waves. Your light does make waves, and it causes controversy. You turn the lights on. But it helps people see their way out of darkness, and it's life. Now, I wanted that light when the Lord gave me the wisdom I needed. Well, I could tell that was going to work. And then I said, you know, it's better for me to trust. I'm going to trust God. I knew then God had my back. Now, you ought to know that in the first place, if He made you in the first place, and then He died for you to save you, and then send the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. One day you're going to understand, if you keep relating to God, that He has your back. And you're going to know it for yourself, not how He had Moses' back, not from how He had Elijah's back, not from how He had David's back, but you're going to find out that He's got your back. Peter, Paul, James, John, all of them, he had their back. Now you're going to know that He's got your back. And it's going to be good to you. And now, the breakthrough, period of time, I continually had the breakthroughs. And see, once you're faithful, God's going to give you more. I kept being faithful, so he kept giving me more things to do. A lot of people are anointed, but they forgot that they're anointed because they stopped being faithful. But they're still anointed. But when you go back and repent and start being faithful, then God's going to give you things to do. And a lot of times, people stop because they're just like I was, which was just like the dog that didn't want to get a bath. Now, once I got used to something, it was all right. I didn't have to break through like I did at the beginning. And then he gave me something else to do. And I had to break through all over again, just like that dog about to get a bath. I did not want to get, just like the dog don't want to get that bath. I did not want to do this. Not something I would normally do. And then you know, you go through your spiel of arguing with the Lord, and Lord, you sure you want me to do this? But I heard him, and it was clear. I hear him when I want something. So why can't I hear him when he wants something? And that, you know, that's how I looked at it. I said, well, I got to do this. And last time, every time I do what he say do, it works. So I'm gonna do it. And I did it. And guess what? It works. And so I'm going forward. And then he give me something else I wouldn't normally do. I said, oh man, here we go again. And I would break through. I had to break through and get over my emotions, my habit system, my way of thinking. All these things I had to do and accomplish and win. And then, just like always, it wasn't so bad. Taking a warm bath wasn't so bad. You smell better, you don't offend your friends. You know, when you bathe your dog and people come over to visit, they smell your clean house and they don't smell your dog. And he's happy. But before all that happened, the dog had a bath. So before you go forward, you gotta obey God. And you're gonna find out it's not so bad. It's good. Now, in later years, I got used to how God led me. Then one day he had me to talk to a pastor that I loved and I cared about. This time he had a word, but he didn't give me the word. He wanted me to go start a conversation with him. And then he'd give me the word. Well, I wasn't used to that. And it was kind of weird, so I left and went home. I didn't even do it. I chickened out. And then I said, man, that could have been, I shouldn't have done that. And I repented. I went back and confronted him and talked to him. But I didn't get to talk to him like I wanted to. And then the Lord eventually gave me a word. And with the word, I couldn't meet with him either. He had to go out of town or something. He wouldn't meet with me. So I felt bad because I knew the word was important. So I did write a letter and send it to him. And then after he wouldn't meet with me, he repented. Now this is strange. I had a dream about him. He was apologizing for snubbing me. And all this happened because when the Lord gives you something to do, it's important, and you have to follow through. Not just for yourself, but so other things can happen. Some things are not going to happen unless people change their course. And sometimes it's very important and pivotal. And when things went south, I felt bad because it probably could have been prevented. And a lot of other things happened that shouldn't have happened. So doing the will of God is very important. You can't drop the ball. Don't ever drop the ball on purpose, and don't ever drop the ball because you feel a certain way. The enemy is always there to help you feel the wrong way about what God wants you to do. But this, it's easy to break through. You know, he needed that information. This pastor needed the information that I had. And I wasn't able to give it to him like God wanted me to. And he didn't cooperate just like I didn't cooperate. And now things happen like it did, and it's all over. You can't go back and undo it. So it's important to follow God now. This is the importance of you breaking through to do God's word. See, people have a change of heart. Once things go wrong and God convict them about it, then they'll repent. But he didn't know how to call me or nothing, so, you know, the Lord showed me his heart. Now, and, you know, there's no animosity or nothing, but the enemy, if you got emotions or thought patterns that the enemy can use to steal something from you, he'll use it against you. Now, I don't hold people back, you know, it's that they shouldn't do that, but they can't go forward into greater glories. And other people can't benefit from what they didn't break through to do. It would have been better for everybody involved if me and him had the conversation that God wanted me to have with him. Then he may have set his ministry in another course and overcame in areas that hindered the process. But nevertheless, whatever happened, it already happened. God is still God, and he's still able to pick up pieces and go on forward from there. But it's better to do what God is telling you to do and do it now. So I started paying attention to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't ever want to freeze again, because I vowed that I would obey you. And I want to obey you in every condition. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to break through. I got tired of having that old the dog bath war. I don't want to ever have another dog bath war with God. Now that's the best. I didn't never think about what to call it, but that's the way to call it. That's what to call it, the dog bath war. I don't ever want to have another dog bath war with God, because he's always right, and he's always exceeded my expectations, and he's always did things. And when you finish doing what God said do, over time you'll see the beauty of it and how much it works. You can't see it from your dog bath position, but you'll see it after you've been obedient. After you've been willing and obedient, you will see what God saw way back a long time ago. So I don't ever want to have another dog bath war with the Lord. So I started cooperating. And then a few years ago, he taught me the difference between faith and trust. See, I'm being clued into things. You know, when in ministry, whenever I would obey God, my ministry worked easy. Now, I had my dog bath wars, but when I vowed to obey God, I started breaking through them. It got easier to break through. And I still had dog bath wars every now and then, but I would get over it, break through, and following God became easier and easier. And then my ability to rely on the Lord became easier and easier. And some years back, I've been confessing that I will do all that's in God's heart. I'm giving God a blank check every time I say that. And I say it with conviction, I mean it. This helps me not have another dog bath war, so that I can be on point when he's trying to teach me something that's not popular. Sometimes the Lord will teach you something that you probably don't want to know about, because the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth and show you how to heal a problem that nobody knows how to heal. And it's good. So if you get over the dog bath, break through and win the dog bath war, you can proceed, and you're gonna find out that it's safe. And you're gonna start walking in that peace and that joy that's there. Because anytime you're at peace, you're in perfect alignment. You're in perfect alignment with the love of God, the holiness of God and the wisdom of God. So when you're in perfect peace, you're all right. Look at him. Don't look at the problem. Don't look at the situation. Look at him. So you can prevent the dog bath wars get people in trouble. Now, when you break through, you're going to look back at present days and see God is good and he thinks of everything. That's what you're going to say. And people are going to benefit in greater ways because you didn't win the dog bath war. You overcame. You overcame your dog bath war. You went on and got your bath. You went on and broke through. And now you're clean. You smell good. And God can proceed. See, God got to work through us. Once he made man, all the wonderful miracles of God was done through man. Every one of them. You don't see God doing things on his own anymore. He does it through us. And now you're on the theater. You're on the scene. He's got to do things that's necessary through you. And you can't count on anybody else. All the wonderful preachers and all over the place on TV, radio. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong. And then the people that they teach, some of them are right and some of them are wrong. A lot of them are wrong. So you gotta trust what God has given you to do. So if you trust what God has given you to do, you're going to be fine. And you'll win your dog bath war and you'll stop having them, especially if you can just cooperate. You're going to learn to rely on the Lord through relying on the Lord, through relating to him and asking him questions. That's how I overcame and broke through and came to a point of agreement instead of having that dog bath war. I would ask the Lord my questions. And I get as much information as he would give me so that I could cooperate. And when I would cooperate, I would feel a sigh of relief. Now, I was in peace while I was obeying it, and it felt good. But I was, when you walk away from God's will, when I didn't give that guy, when I didn't obey God and go start a conversation with that pastor, all the way home, I felt sorrowful because I was now in alignment. I let the world win. I was in alignment with the foolishness of the world. I was in alignment with, it wasn't right. I wasn't doing God right. So I was wrong. And then I was, it wasn't wise. It wasn't holy and it wasn't loving. That was not the love of God to cop out. So now I'm in alignment the wrong. I got sorrow going home. But as we go forward, you learn not to do that, and it works. If things work when you obey God, so I began to obey God. I repented and asked the Lord, "What can I do now?" So I had to go back, and that didn't work out. So I didn't want what was going to happen. So I wrote a letter, and that wasn't the same. It didn't work. But nevertheless, it taught me something about the way you feel. You gotta do what God said do when he said. That will work when nothing else does. Remember, even though you obey God, other people gotta do their part. So if you do it, whatever God give you to do, that's the best choice at the time. So take advantage of it. We can learn to harness time as we go forward. So win the dog bath war and follow God. Reliance is better than trusting your own strength. When you rely on him, you operating in his strength. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.